It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You all right?
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
Buckle up, because it's going to be quite a historic day. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley tweeting just a few hours ago this. Supplemental FBI background file for Judge Kavanaugh has been received by Judiciary Committee. Ranking Member Feinstein and I have agreed to alternating equal access for senators to study content from additional background info gathered by nonpartisan FBI agents. They'll do that in a secure area in the Capitol. Also early this morning, Deputy White House spokesman Raj Shaw tweeting out this statement saying the White House had received the FBI's supplemental background investigation into Kavanaugh, and it's being transmitted to the Senate. The White House is fully confident the Senate will confirm Judge Kavanaugh. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell filed cloture last night around 10 o'clock, setting up a vote for confirmation that could come as early as Saturday. All eyes, guys, on Collins, Murkowski, and Flake. But one red state Democrat who's at the center of all of this, Joe Manchin, says he's keeping an open mind.
I'm just looking for some clarity. I can't judge on anything until I see what I'm looking at as a father, as a person in a community, how he interacts with his community. I'm looking at a little bit of everything. I'm trying to put the human side to it.
Now, part of all this, finally, Dr. Ford's attorneys released a statement yesterday saying they were profoundly disappointed that the FBI did not interview their client, and therefore it's not a complete investigation.
Well, that's Griff Jenkins, and that's hot off the press, the latest news, with a little bit of addition for me in just a second. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk. Well, incredible. It really is incredible. The FBI report is finished. It is in the hands of the White House. You heard Griff mention that a little bit. Let me flesh that out a little bit more. Rush Shaw is the principal deputy press secretary. He's the one, you've seen him on camera before, and he basically said, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's cloture filing, which happened last night. Now, cloture, as I've explained before, but we'll explain again because I know it's confusing, that's simply a notice that there will be a vote in the Senate to consider whether they should vote for Judge Kavanaugh. I always call it the vote to vote. They have to vote in order to vote. So you can actually vote to move forward on a vote on something without being in favor of the something. So you might say, well, look, let's just, I'm not in favor of this thing, but, you know, we need to vote on it. So yes to cloture, but no to the thing. So that's kind of how it works. And so cloture has been filed as of last night, and hearing from the majority leader's office today, the cloture petition, they call it, it's going to ripen. That means they'll vote on it at 1 o'clock tomorrow. That's Friday. At 1 o'clock, they'll vote on whether to vote. And then there has to be 30 hours of debate, and that means that the vote will probably take place unless something unforeseen, something happens, which I'm sure the left would love nothing more than something to happen, including violence. Who even knows? But if something doesn't happen, they'll vote on the nomination on Saturday. The White House has received, again, this FBI file. And to go back to what Raj Shaw had said, this is the last addition to the most comprehensive review of a Supreme Court nominee in history, which includes extensive hearings, multiple committee interviews, over 1,200 questions for the record, and over a 500,000 pages of documents. Shaw said that the White House is fully confident Kavanaugh will be confirmed to the Supreme Court. By the way, the Wall Street Journal reported late yesterday, citing unnamed sources, that the White House had reviewed interview reports from the FBI's probe into Kavanaugh and found no corroboration of the allegations of sexual misconduct. And by the way, this is a supplemental background check because Kavanaugh has already gone through six prior to this. I don't know if it's in this article, but I read somewhere where the last one, the one that he had for the Bush administration, was just grueling. Listen, I know a lot about this, actually. It can be grueling. It can take months and years. They talk to neighbors, friends, relatives. They talk about everything in your life, going back to your childhood, your high school years. I think basically the FBI does not use information, doesn't hold information against you if that happened prior to the age of 18. But it's very, very thorough, and he's been through now seven of them. So, and that leads, of course, Jeff Flake, who is, again, running for president. And I think he fancies he's going to be a great candidate because he's trying to play both ends against the middle. You heard Joe Manchin on that clip. Joe Manchin from West Virginia knows that the polls show that the people of West Virginia are roundly in favor of, they're disgusted with what's happened to Kavanaugh, which is what many people feel. And they are roundly in favor of nominating him. And so Joe Manchin is, you know, he's got to be very careful. He's got a tight Senate race, and so he's being coy. And so that's what's happening. I think, again, the people of West Virginia really like Joe Manchin. He's got a great personality. He's kind of one, he's their guy. But the problem with Joe Manchin for Republicans is that he votes with the Democrats. No matter how all shucks he is, he sometimes, like on the Neil Gorsuch, he voted for Neil Gorsuch, and he will likely vote for Kavanaugh because he knows it will cost him his Senate seat if he doesn't. But they're going to have a choice between a guy who wants to get reelected so he does the right thing, or someone who really wants to do the right thing all the time with his challenger. So Lisa Murkowski, there's more to say about them. Susan Collins, they're under tremendous pressure, no question about it. In fact, there's a plan for a lot of demonstrations today that I wanted to bring to your attention. See, I think it's my last. You know, I don't have it in this pecking order, but I have actually the information that's being sent out to leftists about protesting today, and that this is the last chance to stop it. We have to stop it. We will stop it. So I don't exactly know what they're doing. I told you yesterday that they're training people to protest in the Hart Senate building. I mean, they're holding the training there. I don't mean that Hart's, it's also the place where they are flooding the hallways, but they're doing their training there. Who's allowing that? Just asking. I don't get that. And by the way, there's a real fight now between Senator Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer. They're at odds, as you can imagine. Chuck Schumer was demanding that he have a private briefing on the FBI's report. And McConnell shot back at him, that's not procedure. You know it isn't procedure. It's the Senate staff, the committee staff, that will brief all of us and not go to you. The FBI is not going to give you a direct debriefing. Also, I have learned that the FBI they have received incredible amounts of reports of, you know what, my papers are, here it is. Sorry. In the last few months, the FBI has received over 1,400 phone calls and emails saying that Brett Kavanaugh raped them. 1,400 in the last few months. And, of course, this, by the way, comes from my friend J. Christian Adams, who you've gotten to know in many ways. And Christian calls it what it is. It's ritual defamation. Ritual defamation, which is what I talked with Stella Morabito on about earlier this week. It's just amazing. Ritual defamation. All right, so in other news, so now the Washington Post and others are saying that the FBI is being political and kind of verbally warning the FBI that if they don't come down the right way on this, they're going to come under scrutiny if the Democrats win in the midterms in 2018. It's just amazing. There was an article yesterday by Matt Zapotsky of the Washington Post, and it says, opening up the possibility that the Bureau would again face criticism over what some will view as a lackluster investigation. Well, Christine Ford's attorneys are complaining and actually holding hostage Christine, some evidence that Christine mentioned in her testimony, and that was her files, her notes from her counselor. She's refusing to turn those over to the Senate committee. And she did give some of them to the Washington Post, but not the committee. Washington, the National Review weighed in on this, kind of explaining why that's so objectionable. Christine Blasey Ford's attorney responded to the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Grassley's request for therapist notes and polygraph data with a blunt no. She said she would only turn them over to the FBI when she is interviewed. Well, of course, she hasn't been interviewed. That's one of the things the left is complaining about. But Christian, we are all assuming that her testimony was truthful. She was sworn under oath as millions of Americans watched. She is liable for her words, the things she reported. Was there something more? It went on for hours. And that's why the FBI didn't feel the need to ask her more questions about other things. She's given written testimony. She testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee. What do you think the FBI is going to do? What else are they going to do? They have investigated the claims, the people that she said were at the party. None of them have any memory of it. They've all denied knowing anything about it. It's only Christine Ford who seems to have a memory of this party and certainly the memory of Brett Kavanaugh and Mark Judge's actions. The FBI has interviewed Mark Judge at length. He's denying all of it, never went to the party, never saw Brett Kavanaugh do anything like that. Her best friend, was it Leland something, says, I don't know anything about this. I don't know anything about this. That's been her testimony. The FBI interviewed her as well to just confirm that again, even though she'd sent her statement under oath. So the National Review goes back to this. Is in regard to her not turning over her notes, they say this is a serious problem. And it undercuts any effort to prove her claims against Brett Kavanaugh. And then they go on to explain that in the American legal system, it thrives on honesty and openness. You have to deliver your evidence to the opposition. And judges, as you probably watched a lot of legal shows, judges view it very harshly when someone hides evidence. It's just part of our legal system. That, what have you got? Well, I've got this. What have you got on my client? I've got this. What have you got in defense? I've got this. That is the legal system, and she's refusing to do that. And the National Review says that's one reason why the decision to litigate should never be taken lightly. File a lawsuit, and you're opening the book to your life. And so he says, in our system, they say at National Review, in our system, you can't use documents like therapy notes or polygraph records as a sword and a shield. It's fundamentally unjust to release only those portions of a record that support your case, the sword, while hiding behind the sensitivity of the remaining records to justify withholding the rest, the shield. There's a lot more to say, and I'm going to try to get it in as much as I possibly can. I'm encouraged to hear this. You know that Senator Lindsey Graham, Mike Lee, and Orrin Hatch were doxed, and we think there were two other senators who were as well. Doxed means their personal and private information, their personal phone numbers, their personal home addresses, and other information was put on Wikipedia. And now it looks like it all boils down to a Democratic staffer. Let's see, he's 27. His name is Jackson Kosko. He previously worked with Maggie Hassan. And if that name sounds familiar, she's from New Hampshire. Remember the staffer? You may not remember this, but you might remember the incident. There was a staffer for some congressman who shouted as President Trump walked through the Capitol building, blank you. You remember that? It was really loud. She shouted it, and they tracked her down. She worked for, guess who? Maggie Hassan, Democrat of New Hampshire. And so she was an intern, by the way. Well, this guy worked for Maggie Hassan. He's Jackson Kosko. He was observed working on a computer late at night, one that he was not authorized to use. And so now he's been arrested for that. He also worked for Sheila Jackson Lee. And so at least something has been done about something. And so just wanted to tell you that. Also, today many people are asking that this be a day of prayer for Brett Kavanaugh and his family. Because honestly, I just don't think we know what the left might do next. I don't think there's anything they wouldn't do. And so we need to pray for him. I'm sure you are. I'm confident you are. I wake up in the mornings, and it's almost one of the first things I think about. I pray for him and his family right now. And so I would ask that you would join me today in especially remembering them as we come down to the wire here and pray that truth will be revealed even more than it has been already, and that the right thing will be done to clear his name. I'll be right back, and I'm going to open the phone lines and read your email. There's just a ton to do. Our phone number, by the way, is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
Are you still stuck on the healthcare roller coaster? Still paying those high premiums? and strapped into huge deductibles? Not knowing what's around the next turn? Well, then let me tell you about a sound, sensible healthcare choice that really is affordable. It's MediShare, the healthcare sharing solution people like you have been trusting in for more than 25 years. MediShare members report saving around $500 a month on their healthcare costs, and they never pay for things they don't believe in. Time to say goodbye to that healthcare roller coaster and say hello to MediShare.
Call *345 to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call *345. Message and data rates may apply. That's *345.
I was at work one morning by myself, and I was listening to one of your programs, and a sermon that was playing, and it touched me to the core and helped me get back on a path that I'd wandered away from a long time ago. I feel closer to Jesus now than I ever have.
We're grateful to hear story after story of how God is using this ministry.
Prayers that you guys pray and the messages that y'all preach, you never know when there's someone out there that desperately needs to hear it. And I'm someone that desperately needed to hear it. I need to hear it every day. I struggle with sin every day. And you guys have helped me tremendously. And I appreciate it.
Would you help support this life-changing effort? Join us for our three-day share-a-thon starting Tuesday, October 16th on listener-supported American Family Radio.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with news and commentary next.
Truett McConnell University.
My name is Caitlin Bird. I'm a nursing major and I'm a junior. The School of Nursing here at TMU, it's different than any other university or college out there. Every time we come into class, no matter which nursing professor it is, we always begin in devotion and prayer, and we become a family. They actually allow the students to get up and do devotion and prayer. We pray with each other and for each other, and that's just what sets us apart from any other school of nursing out there.
Are you called? Visit truett.edu today.
I'm not sure Americans truly understood what was about to happen when Congresswoman Maxine Waters unleashed her mob on conservatives. For 2 years, supporters of President Trump have been under attack, left bloodied in the streets, and it's only getting worse. Congressman Andy Harris was accosted in his office after protesters barged in. Staffers tried to barricade the door. They were unsuccessful. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was surrounded at the airport by angry, screaming women. And at the University of Texas in Austin, college students who support Judge Kavanaugh were inundated by an angry mob. One leftist grabbed their signs, tore them to shreds. So remember the words of Maxine Waters. Get in their faces. Absolutely harass them. Leader McConnell says enough is enough, and he will not be intimidated. And neither should we, Americans. Neither should we. I'm Todd Stearns.
Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer.
The president's comments were just plain wrong.
It was outrageous. There's no other way to describe it.
He incited laughter at this woman. Why? It's so unnecessary. And it's mean. It's mean.
There's no time and no place for remarks like that. I wish he hadn't have done it. I just say it's kind of appalling.
Yeah, so some people think that it was wrong to mock Christine Ford. I did my share of it, too. I think she's a liar, and I think she deserves mockery. I think she is the perpetrator. I think the more I'm learning about her, the more dangerous I'm hearing that she is. She's not an innocent woman. I don't know if she's... I'll tell you some things that we heard just this morning. Let me just share a couple of things with you on this. I mentioned yesterday, I think, briefly that... Remember the boyfriend of Christine Ford who came through with a letter yesterday He sent, I think, to the Senate Judiciary Committee, longtime boyfriend, and he said that, among other things, he said she had no phobia about doors, she had no phobia of flying. In all the years that he knew her, he lived with her. But he also then mentioned a woman named Monica McLean, who was her good friend, who she lived with for a long time. And he claims in his letter that, remember that Christine Ford was asked by the female prosecutor or sex crimes expert if she had ever coached anyone on a polygraph, and she said never, no. Well, the boyfriend, of course, refuted that. He said he watched it. He watched her coach Monica McLean. She was applying to be an FBI agent. We know now that Monica McLean was an FBI agent for 24 years. She retired in 2016. We know that Christine Ford, when she flew out to the East Coast to prepare, before we even knew what her name was, she'd scrubbed her social media. She flew out to the East Coast to take a polygraph. And she stayed in the same place where Monica McLean was living. I think it's called, it's a place in Delaware. It's a beach that it's called Rehoboth Beach. Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. So Christine Ford spent all that time with this FBI agent leading up to her testimony and leading up to her polygraph. So then we see that Monica is seen in a still shot with Christine Ford sitting at the table getting ready to testify. Monica is to her right. It's just as clear as day. It's just amazing. So it's a problem. Monica has now issued a statement saying, I was never, ever coached, ever, ever by anyone. Well, so it's a he said, she said. The boyfriend said and volunteered her name and said he saw her. He saw Christine coach this woman on the polygraph. We also know that Christine has written a lot about hypnosis and about the use of hypnosis and self-hypnosis. It's just kind of amazing. Also, so that's Christine Ford. There's a lot more to say about her that we already know. And I think I want to clarify, it was Bernie Sanders that she supported, not Hillary Clinton. So she was a Bernie Sanders supporter and, of course, donated to leftist causes. And she's not a non-political. And they kept saying that. She has no motive. Well, she does have a motive. She has, at least we can pick up some things, even though her social media was scrubbed. I'm going over some information that you already know, so I kind of hesitate to do that. By the way, Nancy emailed me and said, could Dr. Ford have been hypnotized? And she goes through and traces in more detail what I dropped on you, that Christine Ford has written quite a bit about self-hypnosis and hypnosis itself, which is an old Freudian method that has been debunked for years. This is really a revival of something that was revived, I think, in the 50s in the United States and then was proven to be, I guess, not a reliable tool. Let's just put it that way. I want to mention a couple of things that people have sent me before I go to the phone lines. This is from a listener in Grand Rapids. I had asked the other day, what was happening on college campuses, Christian campuses in particular? And I mentioned Calvin College because I don't know. And our listener says that he's been living in that community for 20 years. He says, my conclusion is this college has about 70 to 80% liberal professors. The conservative ones are quiet as mice. And he says he has a child who graduated from there, and now that child is a far leftist. So, parents, be careful where you send your kids. I was just sent a whole list of what colleges are doing in terms of teaching courses on Brett Kavanaugh and rape. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. And your kids' minds can be stolen from you, their hearts certainly. You know that. Howard writes and says, I think we need to demand an FBI investigation of Dr. Ford. Well, yeah, I mean, acting as though she wants one. I kind of wish they had done that based on just the information that I have coming to me from pretty reliable sources. This is from Jack. Let me read this. He works in mental health. I'm not going to give his full name, but let's just say he has the credentials to talk about this. He says, in my field, run into people every day who allege to have been assaulted by or in a relationship with a famous person or who are being monitored by the FBI, CIA, or some other federal agency. I work in mental health services in the prison. However, several years before I began working in the prison, I worked for Adult Protective Services, and the ridiculous allegations being touted brought one of my past clients to mind. It was one elderly lady I helped to find a placement for who was 78 years old that was convinced she was carrying Bill Clinton's baby. Obviously, it was a delusion, but because of her mental status, she was 100% convinced it was true. Delusional people frequently fixate on someone that is prominent in the world or on the news and incorporate them into their delusions. And he goes on to tell more stories. And that reminded me, Jack, I used to have a guy who was mentally ill who listened to me in Chicago. His name was, he called himself Zeus. And he would call and leave me messages that were just hilarious. He was brilliant. He sounded so convincing. He was very delightful. I still, in my head, can still remember his voice and some of the things he said. He thought he was a professional baseball player and all of that. That's funny, but I don't think, Jack, you're saying, and I'm certainly not saying, that Christine Ford is delusional. I think she knows exactly what she's doing. I think she's a willing participant in the destruction of Brett Kavanaugh. That's what I think. All right, let me go to the phone lines and see what you think. Our phone number again is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Let's go to Lynn in Arkansas. Good morning, Lynn.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, when you look at the women's demonstrations and you see the whole sea of women, feminists, and how many there are, and if their goal was directed, like, at trafficking or something like that, how good that would be. But that's just something I ask feminists. So what is your group doing about trafficking? And just bring up things that, you know, could be other things that could be done. And I don't know... other ways you would get them thinking about this is all they're doing is basically, you know, protesting and stuff.
Yeah, well, Lynn, you know what? This has been the problem with the feminist movement for years. They don't really, I'm not sure all of them understand. They have become pawns in the movement of the left. It really doesn't have anything to do with the protection of women. And we saw that Exhibit A, or the, you know, in living color during the Clinton years with all the women that he had perpetrated sexual acts on, who came forward, Juanita Broderick, who was raped twice by him in one period of time. No one, you know, they were ridiculed. And the feminists were silent, or they jumped in on the ridicule. So we saw very clearly then that the feminists were more about the political agenda of the left than they were about protecting women. I'm not sure every young feminist understands that, but they need to know that. So you brought up a good point. Thank you. Let's go to Shalinda in Texas. Good morning, Shalinda.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Sandy?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm actually feeling better, to be honest with you. I'm feeling like there may be some justifying. I think Brett Kavanaugh is going to be confirmed unless something horrible happens. And it could. We're going to pray that it doesn't. I think he's going to be confirmed, and that brings me some satisfaction. But thanks for asking me personally. So what's going on? What's your thought this morning?
Well, first off, I have to preface this by saying once again that I have been raped. And I can tell you exactly, it was out in the country, and I can tell you exactly to this day how to get there, where it was, what he was wearing, and what I was wearing, and what he did to me. And she's lying about this because she would remember every teeny tiny detail. And then I just want to thank you for willingly standing up and being the first to expose George Soros' culpability and all of this mess going on. Yesterday on Fox News and this morning on Fox News, they broke the story yesterday that George Soros is paying the left, paying the protesters, and funding the Democrat Party. And I want to thank you personally for listening to those of us who have called in speaking against George Soros and your part in exposing him for who he is. He hates Brett Kavanaugh simply because he's a Christian. He hates us because we're Christians, and he's determined to take us down. And we have to stand up and fight and pray and not let him win, because the devil has already lost this battle. It is a battle won by God the day that Jesus Christ hung on that cross. And George Soros cannot win. And I pray for his soul every morning, Sandy.
Wow, you're a better man than I am, Shalinda. I mean, I'm always conflicted about that because, and I don't want to get sidetracked here, I'll just confess my weakness on this. When I think about the Hitlers of this world or the Kim Jong-uns who slaughtered Kim Jong-il, his dad and his grandfather, Kim, the first Kim, how they kill people and how ruthless and wicked they are. It's hard for me to pray for them. But I think that, you know, I guess the New Testament certainly does say that we should pray for our enemies. So we have to fight them and pray for them at the same time. So you remind me of that, and I appreciate it, Shalinda. Let me go to John in Pennsylvania. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sandy?
Very well, thank you. So, what's on your mind?
I didn't realize that me and Brett Kavanaugh are the same age, about 6 months apart. However, I couldn't help but laugh last night when I seen the president having a press conference. Was it 1 p.m. when this happened? Was it 1 a.m.? Was it the back door? Was it the front door? I laughed a good 5-10 minutes in spite of myself. Now, the weekend that John McCain died, SNL did a parody about John McCain lusting after another woman. And Sandy, this is going to continue on SNL until everybody reports it and wants it removed.
Yeah, so your point is they didn't have any problem making fun of someone who had just died. But we're not supposed to make fun of Christine Ford, who we believe really and truly did lie and is complicit with trying to destroy a man's character and his family. And we can't say anything bad about her. Yeah. Very good point, John. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Louisiana. Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's on your mind, Robert?
A few things. Thank you again for taking my call. I do appreciate it. And I appreciate AFR and all the work that y'all do. Light in the darkness. It's very commendable. I enjoy it every morning. In the 30-something minutes that we've been on so far, I have not heard you mock Christine Blasey Ford as I have the last few mornings. And, you know, I'll say this. It's one thing if Trump does it. It's one thing maybe if Rush does it. That's their particular brand of entertainment. But for a Christian commentator, I honestly think that it's beneath what we're trying to do and say. The next thing I think is that Trump's arrogance has kind of caused some of this problem, and here's kind of what I mean. I think that when he got a chance at a nomination, maybe he did look at what he and his advisors thought was the best candidate. Maybe he did. But for him to put somebody out there to say, you know what, let's see what they can do. Let's see if they do their worst. We're going to get a guy who I bet the left is just going to hate. We're not going to find a woman. We're not going to find somebody of color. We're going to find a guy out there, and we'll see what they can do. They'll do their worst. And then finally, I think that we should all, it's kind of like what you just said a little while ago. I think we need to fight the right fight while at the same time praying for our enemies. It's kind of like what Brett was saying, his daughter was saying, that we should pray for the woman. Whether you believe her, whether you don't, whether you think she's crazy, a tool, any of those things in between, I think that she's still under some tremendous dark forces.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true, Robert. I let you talk a lot. Let me just come back with, I'm not sure the point you made about President Trump picking, he should have picked a black or a woman. I totally disagree with you, Robert, because that's the political correct thinking that has overtaken our culture. What we want to do is not think of each other in terms of groups. We want to pick the right people of character. Regardless of their gender, their color, we want people of character. So I don't have a problem with that. As far as me mocking Christine Ford, yeah, I have. I probably will again. I'll probably play that clip in a second just to play it again to the actress making fun of her because it was ridiculous, Robert. And I think you probably won't agree with me on this, but I think Jesus really gave it back to people who were trying to play him too. I don't have a problem with that. She was trying to play us, trying to act like a girl, just trying to act like a small girl. That's ridiculous. It's silly. It's worthy of mocking, and I don't feel bad about it. All right, thanks, Robert. I appreciate your comment. Our phone number is 888-589-8840. Yeah, you can weigh in on that, too. I'm happy to let you do it. You can correct me if you want or if you have a different opinion. I just think when somebody is that blatantly ridiculous and doing it for a wicked purpose, I'm not saying that if she were weak and she'd really been a victim, I wouldn't feel this way. I think she's playing us big time, and I'm happy to expose it. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
Then David said to Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them." So David put them off. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. As David prepared to face Goliath, Saul tried to outfit David with Saul's personal armor. But David didn't have Saul's armor when he faced the lion or the bear. And David recognized that he didn't need the armor to slay Goliath. Today, many Christians yield to the temptation to be hipper, cooler, even a little fuzzy on the clear teachings of Scripture in order to face the Goliaths of our day. But Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men." We don't need a cool light show to be effective ambassadors for Christ. All we need is to offer what we have freely received. We know the transforming power of Christ because he has transformed us.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner with Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Brian Fisher here with the Life and Liberty Minute. A study done in 2002 at the request of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops indicated that 80% of the abuse cases in the Catholic Church involve male-on-male predation, a clear indication of the connection between homosexuality and pedophilia. Leading Catholic voices are determined to do something about it. The Catholic Bishop of Madison, Wisconsin, said Saturday, "It is time to admit there is a homosexual subculture within the hierarchy of the Catholic Church that is wreaking great devastation in the vineyard of the Lord." Conservative Catholic Michael Hitchborn says there must be a, quote, "complete and thorough removal of all homosexual clergymen from the church," end quote, even if it results in a severe priest shortage. May God guide such leaders as they seek to clean up their vineyard.
Catch Brian Fisher on Focal Point, weekday afternoons at 105 Central on American Family Radio.
Here's Dr. Ligon Duncan from the American Family Studios documentary, The God Who Speaks.
I think the most striking thing to me about the Bible is that it not only reveals God to me, it is God speaking to us, revealing himself to us. But in the process of teaching us about himself, he reveals so much about who we are. I often tell people that one of the ways that I know that the Bible is true is the way that it diagnoses my sin. I'm often reading through a passage and I'm thinking, this was written 3,000 years ago, and yet it perfectly diagnoses the state of the sin of my heart. The only way that can happen is if my Creator is actually the author of the book.
Visit thegodwhospeaks.org.
This is Frank Affney with the Secure Freedom Minute. A preliminary Senate vote on the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to serve on the Supreme Court has been scheduled for tomorrow. A national day of prayer for this good man to become our next Associate Justice has been scheduled for today. Judge Kavanaugh is an exemplary all-American who has for decades honorably and faithfully served his community, country, and God. Those who have tried to destroy his reputation and nomination have been exposed as unfair, dishonest, and obsessed with power at any cost. Some have gone so far as to put at risk senators who disagree with them and their conduct. So today, let us pray for Judge Kavanaugh to become one of our best Supreme Court jurists ever. Pray, as his daughter has done, for those who have accused him. And pray for the healing and unity of our nation. This is Frank Affney.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Sandy Rios back with you. Another email from Kathy, who listens, has been listening for a long time. She shared with me a lot of her own experiences of just sexual misconduct from men toward her. And so she's very tender about that. And she says, "I'm going to be very honest. I am so fed up with the far left and the far right. The truth is in the middle, but no one seems to care. All they seem to care about is their political party. I've listened to AFR for so many years, and I also listen to clips of the far left. I have to admit I did expect far better from Christian conservative radio. But it seems to me Trump can never do wrong, no matter what, or anyone on the right. I'm writing this because I had many experiences in my life of attempted rape." Kathy was very upset about the criticism of Christine Ford. This was before the last few days. I think she wrote this Yeah, she wrote this several days ago. So hopefully she's been listening and understands that Christine, her testimony is just not credible. It's not credible. It's just not credible. And I think Kathy's very sensitive because of her own experiences. It's funny, Kathy, because a lot of women are having the opposite response. They've actually been raped, and they have stories to tell. You heard one of our earlier callers, and it's offensive to them that someone like a Christine Ford could make up a story like that. And in many ways, because of her duplicity and untrustworthiness, because of her motivations, which we're learning more about, she should testify in such a way that now women will, the net result will be there will be less belief of women when they talk about this. And that's the way I feel about it. And I'm surprised that you don't. Maybe you were pulled into her testimony. I wasn't. I'm surprised you were. I just thought she was a phony from the very beginning. It was so offensive to me, just offensive to me. And that's why I've mocked her, her voice, and they're talking like a valley girl. I can't stand that. I just think it's so discrediting to women in general. Let's just say that. I'm not a feminist, but I sure hate when women act out in a stupid way. It's embarrassing to me. And then when they're doing it as a tool to deceive, that's worse. And so, Kathy, I don't believe her. So I think your sensitivity, because you had some real experiences, maybe has skewed your impression on her. And secondly, Kathy says there's truth on the left. The truth is in the middle. I actually don't believe that's true, Kathy. I think that is often true. But I actually think that there is a right and wrong in this. And I don't think the truth is in the middle. I think Brett Kavanaugh has been slandered, and I think his life shows that. And I think that Christine Ford is lying, and I think the other women are lying too. So I don't think the truth is in the middle. All right, our phone number is 888-589-8840. Okay, Bill in Texas, are you going to defend me, Bill?
I am.
Okay. What do you...
I almost jumped through the radio. Robert, bless your heart, fellow. Our job is to raise strong Christian gentlemen, and this middle of the road PC stuff is absolutely killing our kids. And you know, it breaks my heart when you hear things like that. And Jesus specifically said that he does not want this middle sitting on the fence mentality. And so I didn't hear that man say anything about his outrage towards this woman's testimony or her lying. This is the seventh FBI background check that was done on one of the most vetted people in the United States of America. And so I don't see a lot of outrage from this fellow towards her lies, but he seems to have a problem whenever the president makes a selection for somebody based off of a future possible false testimony.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bill. And I do think, again, I've said this before, but it's probably time to repeat it. Someone emailed me recently and was not happy with the opening of my show where I say we're not called to be nice. So I haven't visited that in a long time, but let me just say this. Nice, if I need to repeat it, I will. Nice is not a fruit of the Spirit. Nice is not a biblical, it's not something that God calls us to be. Nice is about us. Nice is wanting people to view us in a certain way. It's about us and our appearance. Kind is not the same thing. Truthful is not the same thing. Gentleness is not the same thing. You can be kind and honest and say some really hard things. People who really love you do that. And niceness taps down truth. Niceness makes people like you, but it does not advance the gospel. And so that's why we're not called to be nice. We're called to speak the truth in love. And so, Bill, I think you're right, and it's time for some rage. If people don't feel anger at this, I just think the heart of God, when we know him, we have his mind, we get mad at what he gets mad at, and it is injustice. When you see a man ruined, the attempt to ruin him and discredit him in such a derogatory and degrading way, and his children, it's disgusting to us, and we should feel anger. We should feel anger. And there's nothing wrong with that, as long as we don't turn around and try to destroy other people as a result of that. But we expose them for what they're actually doing. Christine is a fraud, and I'm exposing her in her phony Valley Girl voice because she is a fraud. Bill, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And let's go to Portia in Mississippi. Good morning, Portia.
Good morning. I want to just say thank you for not referring to Christine by her title that she earned, that doctorate degree, that she so impressively earned. Thank you for not, you know, using that title when you say her name. I think that's wonderful because that elevates her. And for someone who's earned two master's degrees plus a doctorate degree, the shape she was in that day, I know she was traumatized and all that, and wasn't supposed to be brought in. Didn't expect to be doing all that. Yeah, right. And so I thank you, and I agree with you that truth is not in the middle. I also believe that maybe my definition of mocking is different, but I don't believe you were I don't think you were mocking her. You were imitating her and just emphasizing the way she testified, you know, the manner in which she told her story. Now, Matt Damon was mocking. And that was a survey. I don't believe you did not mock, really mock by that. And certainly, I don't think, I watched Trump. I was watching him a lot. He wasn't mocking by that. So thank you for all you do and the truth you tell.
Portia, thanks. Thank you. I appreciate that. The thing of it is, I think when you imitate a person and you reflect back what they actually did, that is different than when you take it a step further and you don't have to exaggerate. Her voice is just, in fact, let's just stop for a second and play clip 9, because this is the voiceover actress who played in the Star Wars movie and she's getting into a lot of trouble for this, but I want you to hear how she talks about Christine Ford, and what she says is true. Let's listen, clip 9.
Anybody is listening to the Dr. Blasey Ford testimony about Brett Kavanaugh, but this is how I sound. I know it's a surprise to even me that I talk this way, and I'm a doctor and a grown woman. I sound like I'm still back at that high school party. I can't help it. I just have this kind of a voice, like a baby, even though I'm a doctor and I'm on this media circus, political stage, and I have kids myself that I don't know why I speak with vocal fry. But you can listen to my testimony and hear that a grown woman sounds this way. Dr. Blasey Ford, thank you.
Okay, you know, so, and that's the way she sounded, exactly. You know, making me crazy. And it's like, my impression was like the men of the world are falling for this, because men fall for women who are just so, they do. You guys do fall for this. And I'm saying, look, I'm a woman, and I'm telling you this woman is as phony as a $2 bill, or $1 bill, a 50-cent dollar bill, I don't know, phony. And so we're finding more things out about her, which I haven't even said today, and I'm not going to get into it. But if the truth comes out, I think you're going to find out that she is a deeply complicit. That's not even a strong enough word. You know, her family was with her dad with the CIA, her grandfather, her brother, and some of the lines that are being drawn, the connections that are being made are extremely concerning to Peter Strzok and his family. You're going to hear more about this. And so this is not innocence. This is wickedness. All right, let me go to Randy in Texas. Good morning, Randy.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
Okay. First of all, I wanted to respond to one of your callers, but that's not the reason I called in. One of the callers said Trump should have made a woman or a ethnic group. And if you find out, the woman that comes next is even more conservative than Kavanaugh is. So
yeah, the one out of Notre Dame.
He was pretty, he did do the PC thing by picking Kavanaugh instead of the woman. But they would have attacked her anyway. But
that's a good point.
I've been a parents' rights activist for over 17 years. And this is to save our children from the divorces that are going on and the separations. And the silver bullet is to, when you get an attorney, the first thing was there any sexual abuse? Did he swear at you? Did he cuss you? But the reason I got into it is because my ex had false allegations that I was fooling around on her, even though we worked together, lived together. I mean, we were together 24 hours a day. And when we went to counseling, the counselor said, it's not the facts, it's what's true in her mind. And I found that in these 17 years, when these people intimidate a person to claim the silver bullet in a divorce, that after a while of being pressured into that point, they start to believe the allegation.
Yeah, Randy, I'm going to interrupt you just because of time. I have to interrupt you, but remember Cory Booker keeps saying in the hearing, that's her truth. She's going to speak her truth. And nobody mentioned that. He must have said that at least 3 or 4 times. Yeah, that's where we are. There's no absolute truth. And Kathy sort of said that too. As the truth is somewhere in the middle. There's no real truth on the left. I believe there actually is truth. Some things we can't know, but some things we can know. Randy, I'm sorry about that. I know, listen, we could talk for hours about what's happening with divorce court and the lies and the things that you're talking about. Maybe we will sometime. Let me go to Oregon and talk to Judy. And if you could make it as concise as you can, Judy, that would be great.
Is this Judy, Judy from Oregon you're talking to, Sandy?
Yes, I hope so.
Okay, yes, okay. I didn't hear that first part. Well, thank you so much. You are just the truth all over. And thank you for making Brett Kavanaugh a prayer for the day and for all that he's gone through. And I just love your profound statements to these other people and your opening. I love your opening that you come up with, We Can't Be Nice. I love that opening so much. I just cherish that. And thank you for sharing that all these things about this Christine Ford. She even had shifty eyes when she first came on when I watched it all day last Thursday. Shifty eyes. There's nothing truthful about her. And, Sandy, I hope they do a lot of investigation, even after when he's confirmed, to show the truth. And so our boys, my young one, 34, wonderful son, won't be harassed and sexual stuff and all the things that they do to they want to do to flip our Constitution. So thank you so much. You're just so worth listening to at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Well, Judy, that's a real honor. Thank you so much. You know, I do think that's why polls are showing even women, suburban women, who are traditionally not supporters. I don't want to make this about President Trump, but I guess in part it is about President Trump. Suburban voters, women who have not supported him, are flipping in the polls. And I think it's because they saw themselves sitting behind in Brett Kavanaugh's wife. They saw their children and kind of related to that. And I think all of us, just a sense of truth is really is upsetting all of us. Let me go to Stacy. Stacy, you've got 30 seconds, if you could.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Quickly, if you can, Stacy.
Hey. Yes, ma'am. I had so much to say, but basically, I wonder if there are any videos out there or any people that would come forward and tell us how Mrs. Ford actually talks.
I would love that too, wouldn't you?
Must be.
Wouldn't you love that? You know, I remember, listen, I've done this before. I remember when Hillary Clinton tried to imitate a black pastor. She said, I don't in no wise. And she was on tape doing that. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I've heard Edward Kennedy sing in a Mexican song like he's, cha-cha-cha-cha. It's just funny. People make fools of themselves by trying to be something that they aren't. And I think if we have that tape of Christine, maybe we can get that, Stacy. I'm going to hire an investigator. Thanks for that suggestion. All right, meanwhile, it is a day of prayer. I'm laughing, but you can pray and laugh at the same time. For Brett Kavanaugh and his family, and that the right thing would be done in our country. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.